Israel has allowed limited aid into Gaza for the first time in weeks, but shortages remain severe. Palestinian officials say just 100 trucks carrying food and medical supplies entered on Wednesday local time, far below what's needed. Some southern bakeries have reopened since using UN-supplied flour, but many trucks remain stuck at the border. The Palestinian Red Crescent fears crowds may loot incoming aid. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says a new distribution zone will soon allow US companies to deliver food safely in military-controlled areas.
Ultimately, we intend to have large safe zones in the south of Gaza, and the Palestinian population will move there for their own safety while we conduct combat in other zones and receive humanitarian aid there without Hamas interference. In the meantime, we authorized letting trucks enter Gaza to provide for immediate needs. Yesterday, I think more than 100 trucks went in. More will come in today.
Israel imposed the blockade in March, accusing Hamas of diverting aid, claims the militant group denies. The UN says a quarter of Gaza's population faces famine. According to health officials, at least 29 people, including children, have died from starvation in recent days.